The title of the program is the EcoEd Young Researcher Program. The program basically teaches kind of a wide array of research methods and research approaches to understand sustainability issues, environmental and social and economic. The young researchers have their own individual project, and the RPI students that are involved are mentors.
Hey everyone, my name is Sue and I am a rising senior at RPI studying aeronautical engineering. I'm very proud to introduce the young researcher I've been working with for the past couple months. He's a fifth grader at West Sand Lake Elementary School who loves reading, hiking, Odyssey of the Mind, and is part of the Continental Math League. He's been working tirelessly on researching this explosive topic and is now a budding entrepreneur ready to take over the firework industry with his eco-friendly alternative. This is Theo Hart.
We've got the perfect solution to your dirty firework problem. Green fireworks. Developed in India when the classic ones were banned, these fireworks fix the pollution problem. When revealing these, the Indian Prime Minister said, "Science has once again come to the rescue of the common man, and millions of jobs have been saved." According to the European Respiratory Society, using classic fireworks releases medical particles and chemicals such as arsenic, manganese, sodium oxalate, aluminum, iron dust powder, potassium perchlorate, strontium nitrate, barium nitrate, sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, aluminum, manganese, and cadmium into the air. Do you really want to breathe that in? In India, some celebrations like Diwali used to use a lot of traditional fireworks. This was bad for the environment. According to the New York Times, fireworks emissions during Diwali were down 30% due to our new, clean, green fireworks. This isn't just a problem in India, though. According to a 2009 study by Devin Powell, the snow on New Year's Day in Selbach, Austria, had 800 times as much barium compared to the night before. And you don't necessarily have to be at the explosion to experience harm. Research by Guder and Montefort, published in Lung India, show the chemicals can stay in the air for a few days. Wow, that's scary. Buying our fantastic fireworks is also good for the economy. A fireworks ban is scary for people who sell them because they might lose money. No need to worry about that. Our green fireworks are just as fun without the dangerous side effects. We have a few choices to select from, so buy these up and give us feedback. Scientists and companies will look into creating even more options when they see how much people enjoy the green options we have. Fireworks of the original kind can be really bad and even kill people with asthma. A 17-year-old from Rohtak, India, shared his experience watching a neighbor die of an asthma attack after a bad air quality day. Even if our green fireworks aren't as bright or long-lived, they save lives. Fireworks are an important celebratory tradition that we all love and enjoy. We don't need to ban them to help people. We can just enjoy our new green fireworks. Make sure to come and purchase them now before they expire. They might expire a little faster than classic fireworks, but what does that matter if they're using them now? They're really just a tiny bit more expensive than old options. But isn't it worth it to save our lungs? I know my grandpa says, "Thank you." And besides, if you keep buying, the price will keep going down. The more you buy, the cheaper they are. And the more you buy, the more options we'll create for you. Some people have suggested laser light shows as a clean replacement for fireworks. We don't like that, right? We're used to fireworks. We love fireworks, and we love the boom that comes with them. Laser light shows can't do that. We still have some traditional fireworks for sale. Although they're banned, another solution could be to limit their use. Maybe you could mostly use green fireworks and toss in an exciting classic one. How bad could it be? The government may offer this, so let them know you'd like your fireworks salesman to be able to offer a few controlled classic options. This will only work if people purchase from registered salesmen instead of buying off the black market. But that's also a problem with banning anything. But remember, our clean, green fireworks actually save lives. Imagine if everyone used these worldwide. Worldwide emissions would go down so much. And if everyone was using green, people couldn't purchase them illegally from other countries. I believe that given the option, people would buy green fireworks, and over time, prices would go down, and people would develop new mixtures to choose from. We all want a better and cleaner world. So buy our product. Please visit our website at heart.fake.corporations.com. We will provide you with the cleanest, most exciting fireworks there are around. And remember, Grandpa thanks you. And no, this is a fake company. If the product is real, this company is not.
Our next young researcher, Lucas, is a sixth grader who is also a jack of all trades. When he's not researching ideas that can change the world, he's either gearing up for a competition with his future city's teammates, doing karate with his friends, playing basketball with his family, or watching The Office. Lucas's interest in clean water began when he researched the relationship between water and transportation in urban areas for a future city competition, which, by the way, he won Rookie of the Year for. In just 6 weeks, Lucas has gathered enough information to make this awesome radio segment on using artificial clouds to combat climate change. So without further ado, let's hear it from the coolest sixth grader ever.
Have you guys ever wondered what the white streaks behind a jet plane is? Well, it's an artificial cloud. An artificial cloud is a cloud induced by human activity. Three conditions are needed to form an artificial cloud. 1. Air must be near saturation of its water vapor. 2. Air must be cooled to the dew point temperature. And 3. Air must contain condensation nuclei. In the U.S., aircrafts produce approximately 10 trillion cubic feet of water vapor annually. Even though people know this, they still don't care. Also, for each gallon of jet fuel burned, aircrafts produce a gallon of water, because H2O is one of the two chemical byproducts resulting from the combustion of hydrocarbons. In the world, about 60 billion gallons of jet fuel is used each year, and about 60 billion gallons of water is created in the atmosphere per year. While the average human being consumes about 26,897.5 gallons of water per year, so this amount of water can help about 2,974 people get a year's worth of water. Because of all this, water manufactured in the air, approximately 10 to 20 trillion cubic feet of ice crystal clouds are added to the atmosphere each year. Most of these clouds will be injected in the northern part of the Earth, which is where I live, and I don't like ice raining down on me. Recently, we had a rainstorm, but when my dad looked at it closely, he realized it was ice. Right now, I don't know if it was because of the jet fuel used in the world, but I know it wasn't rain. It is speculated that artificial clouds have a significant positive impact on climate change. In the past, large volcanic eruptions created particle cloud formations, which had the effect of forming a protective sunshield. This reflected a significant portion of the sun's rays back into the space, cooling the Earth. Climate scientists theorize that the use of this same principle with artificial clouds could have the same impact in cooling rising temperatures due to climate change. Studies into how to effectively and consistently create artificial clouds remain incomplete. However, there are two experimental methods to use to create artificial clouds in laboratory conditions. 1. Cloud chamber, sealed environment where charged particles are introduced to supersaturated water vapor. 2. Cloud seeding, attempt to change the amount and type of precipitation. Even though it's thought that artificial clouds block the sun in damp times, creating shade and reflecting some solar radiation back into space, but at night, clouds have blanketing effect that keep warm air trapped. Worka Tower. The Worka Tower is an object that was designed to collect water in areas with low rain percentages. It is made of bamboo frame, supporting a mesh polyester material on the inside. It is a tower that reaches sky high to collect moisture and bring it down by gravity to the people at the bottom of the Worka Tower. It is an access point where the people can access their water. All the water is stored in a bucket at the bottom where it will be safe and secure until the people have time to come get it. The Worka Tower regularly collects 50 to 100 liters of drinkable water per day. The Worka Tower also collects water from rain and harnesses fog and dew.